sense of relief for you with Bradish. You get that diagnosis in January, you hear UCL, and
yeah, yeah. Especially with the state of pitching today, and yeah, I think you feel nervous almost every time some guys take the mound right now. But we feel great about the progress that Kyle's made and how he's feeling and all the boxes that he's checked and how the rehab went. I know he's excited to be out there today, and it's gonna be fun watching him pitch. It's up for grabs right now, honestly. So kind of a wait and see. Like I said, with starting pitching and kind of how things are, I'm interested to see what it looks like in different ways. But he's also a starter candidate for us too. If you know, we maybe go to a six man down the road, or if we all different types of roles. So right now, he's kind of a wild card for us in our bullpen. Yeah, looked good. Ran well. Took on the outside BP. Hopefully, he can be starting doing some minor league games here pretty soon.
You mentioned any pitcher with the state of pitching at this point. You wonder about their health every time they go out there. Are you watching Bradish differently based on what he's been through the last few months than you would somebody who hasn't been through that?
Oh, well, we're definitely gonna be monitoring closely. And like any time a guy misses a significant amount of time and has his first start back, the adrenaline level and everything's just different, the big league level. But depending on how, you know, it doesn't matter how many minor league rehab starts you made, or this is a little bit different. And so we're always just going to be watching them closely.
With Means, how did you follow his progress during his rehab?
Just by getting reports after every start, and usually that day or the night of. And I would get a report on how he felt, and we would see him periodically also, so talking to him. And so he's making a start for us this weekend.
I know it wasn't result-oriented, but were you ever concerned with what you were hearing about him down there, and then all of a sudden pops up with a great performance?
Yeah, not really, honestly. You know, when guys are making their pitching – When they're going through their progression from a pitching standpoint, there's so many factors that are in play. The minor league hitters are different. Sometimes they're more aggressive. Sometimes the strike zone is different. Sometimes the defense behind you is different. You kind of have to watch the outing a little bit. So we were more watching his stuff, and we felt good about how it was trending, and then honestly how he was feeling too. So somebody with that much experience, they know their body better than anybody. So. And how their pitches feel coming out of their hand, et cetera. So it's more of just communicating with the player, watching how his stuff was playing, not really worrying about the results part. You'd love to see him get up to a certain innings and pitches like he did his last start, and to see him have success with that, you know, that kind of all made it where, you know, he's ready to go.
With Bradish and Means now returning, how do you feel like the rotation overall just handled their absences over the first time?
Yeah, great. Great. Really happy with how we're throwing the ball. We're going to lose, you know, there's going to be periods of this whole season where there's going to be guys down, and the depth that Suarez gave us, the depth, you know, with seven guys, honestly, kind of picking up the pieces of starts for us right now. We've done a really good job of keeping us in games and helping us win games. And so I feel really good about it.
Along the same lines, do you now just go into a season assuming that the bullpen puzzle is going to change many times over the course of the year? You're going to have a week like this when you have a bunch of different guys pitching the game?
Yeah, I think that, we're doing this long enough now. You, as soon as you feel like you're really, really healthy and you need to start getting guys innings out of the bullpen, it flips immediately. So it's bullpen is always day-to-day. I think guys throwing the ball well or struggling, you never know when that's going to happen either. And so you just kind of you're trying to be as consistent as you can down there, try to give guys the roles and the pockets of lineups that you feel like they can handle and have success with. But so much stuff changes throughout the season, and availability changes. And the other night we had three guys available, really. So those type of things just kind of pop up, and you have to roll with it. The most difficult part of my job?
If it's not that, what would be the most difficult
part? Boom, medical reports? No, I think it's a big part. I think managing a bullpen is a huge part of the job. And then when when you have had a bullpen like we've had the last couple of years where you've had a lot of guys have a bunch of success, in your process, you feel good about your process, then you feel really good about it. You know, when your bullpen is struggling at times, then you maybe take it a little bit harder because you feel like, I wish I could help them out a little bit more. So I think that, when to pull a starter, bullpen management, with bullpens being in flux all the time and availability being different and games changing, and a starter might be leaving in the third inning, or a starter might go eight. Like, just things happen on a day-to-day basis. I enjoy it, even though it's hard and it's a fun puzzle. I do enjoy a lot the bullpen management part.
All that said, when Kimbrel walked off the mound on Sunday, could you have imagined getting the bullpen performance you got for the last game?
No, that was like I said a couple nights ago, for me, like limping into the series a little bit bullpen wise, and how taxed we were after the Oakland series. And when you're winning close games, which we've done the last 3 years a lot, you tax your pen, and you tax the pen of guys that are your high leverage guys. So managing that workload is challenging. So we had to lead all three games at Oakland. Last year we were winning a lot. We won a lot of close games. So those guys were used quite a bit. And so to balance rest as well as trying to win tonight, those are all factors. And so the first two games of the series, the kind of where we were bullpen wise, that makes you feel really good.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
Not really. He played catch yesterday. He's still going through some more tests. As of right now, there's nothing to really report.
Brandon, some of the steals opponents have gotten in the last week or two, are they targeting specific instances? Is there a theme that you see?
I just think some guys are a little bit slower to the plate than others, and they're doing a good job of picking the right pitches. Teams do their advance work. Teams, we know guys that we're going to try to be more aggressive on the bases than others, certain situations, what pitches they throw in certain counts, et cetera. I think that's just kind of – they've picked the right pitches.
Can guys get better at bat pitchers in season?
They can. I think it's a lot easier for guys that are still kind of learning up here and new to the big league, understanding how to hold runners. I think once you've done it for a while, it's kind of tough to change. I think also, if you've been in the big leagues for a while and you're used to before the pitch clock, before the pick limits, et cetera, there's ways that you could shut down a running game or make it easier on yourself. And right now it's very, very challenging with two pickoffs and not being able to hold the ball against a good base runner. So, but there's always ways to improve.
Sometimes there's numbers, or other than the doubles, where you would expect that to hit, I'm sure. What do you see with this?
Got a little off to a little bit of a slow start last year too. And, he's swinging the bat really well right-handed right now. Lefty looks just a little bit late. I think it's a little bit mechanical, but, I have a lot of confidence that Tony's going to break out anytime. All right, guys. Thanks.